Lawmakers in Florida recently confirmed a new Surgeon General in the state, but this appointment became politicized over pandemic restrictions, and some fear that the new Surgeon General could interfere with sound public health decisions. Veronica Zaragovia of member station WLRN in Miami reports.
Florida's Surgeon General position has always been a magnet for criticism, and that's been especially true for Dr. Joseph Latipo.
New at 6, Governor Ron DeSantis announcing the state's new Surgeon General today.
Last September, the governor tapped Dr. Latipo, who aligns with his beliefs on how to manage the pandemic. Like DeSantis, he's opposed to lockdowns, mask wearing in schools, and vaccine mandates. Here's Democratic State Senator Lauren Book pressing Latipo during a confirmation hearing.
Scientifically, do the vaccines work against preventing COVID-19? Yes or no?
Oh, thank you again, Senator. So, yes or no questions are not that easy to find in science.
He would later acknowledge that vaccines are effective at preventing severe illness and death, but he also joined Governor DeSantis in criticizing the FDA for limiting the distribution of two monoclonal antibody treatments. The agency deemed those ineffective against the Omicron variant. That drew outrage from public health officials and Democrats who consider Latipo the governor's henchman. But Republican State Senator Aaron Bean pushed back on that characterization.
Maybe it scares you that we have a nominee that doesn't follow this prescripted norm of what so many in the national media have prescribed.
That is the opposite of Latipo's predecessor. Back in 2019, Governor Ron DeSantis appointed Dr. Scott Rifkes to the job. Rifkes was a pediatrician whom some lawmakers criticized for his limited public health experience and a sexual harassment investigation. When the pandemic hit in 2020, he supported mask wearing and social distancing during a public address.
This is a tough virus. We're going to have to practice these measures so that we are all protected.
Shortly after, one of the governor's staffers led Rifkes out of the room. Almost a year passed before he would speak again publicly. Last January, Rifkes appeared virtually before a panel of lawmakers, praising the state's vaccine rollout.
The strategy that we've implemented in Florida in terms of protecting those individuals who are 65 years of age and older is something we feel very strongly about.
Lawmakers then learned they could not ask Rifkes any questions. That upset Democratic State Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith.
But after over 25,000 Floridians have died from COVID, I don't really understand what's more important than our ability to ask questions of our state Surgeon General. I'm disappointed that he can't answer questions publicly, and I think that it just contributes to the perception that this process is a sham.
Last August, Rifkes resigned.
The role of the Surgeon General has now become the role of a political pawn.
That's Dr. Jeffrey Goldhagen from the University of Florida in Jacksonville. He stresses these are his opinions, not the university's. Goldhagen also led the Duval County Health Department in Florida for nearly 15 years.
No one in the state of Florida should feel confident that the state has their best interests in mind as it relates to their health and well-being.
Latipo was confirmed along a party-line vote, all 24 Republicans to 15 Democrats. And when asked about how politics factors into his job,
politics is a component of my role, but I'm not here for the politics. I'm here for health. And it just so happens that the governor and I happen to, sort of see things similarly among some major health issues, and that's good.
Latipo is now tasked with being the state's leading advocate for wellness and disease prevention amid a pandemic that's already taken roughly 70,000 Florida residents. For Here and Now, I'm Veronica Zaragovia.